One of London's oldest gay bars, the Queen's Head, is closing. The pub, known as the Old Lady of Tryon Street, serves up pints in the Tony neighborhood of Chelsea. But the rent is too damn high. And so after more than a century, the Old Lady is shutting her doors in September. Freddie Sipson has been manager of the Queen's Head for nearly a decade. We called him at work. He's behind the bar today.
Now that the word is out that we're closing, we're getting extremely busy from customers from the past coming to say goodbye, and those who've just discovered us getting really upset about the whole thing.
Oh. The Queen's Head, I understand, is over 100 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, the Queen's Head started its trading as a pub come guest house back in the 1840s. And it has been continuous in some form of a public house right up until today.
And has the Queen's Head always been a gay bar?
It came into the gay community, I would say, around the 20s, when we used to have the barracks here, the army barracks down. And soldiers used to come and frequent the bar, and the gay community at that time realized that. And so from then on, it sort of started to become a gay bar. And I think it's about the oldest gay bar in London.
The Queen's Head is not the only gay bar in Chelsea that's had to close recently. Why is this happening?
Not only gay bars, but public houses in total are closing at an alarming rate because they're standing on prime real estate that can be sort of made into extremely luxury apartments.
Yeah, you're in a fancy neighborhood.
Oh, indeed.
I was reading some of the comments on your Facebook post about the bars closing, and one of your patrons' comments struck me. He wrote, "Gays, get off Grindr, support the remaining bars, and invest in some FaceTime."
Yes, because of the equality that we have here over in London and over in England, yep. A lot of the younger gay people feel that they don't need to go to the gay bars like we used to do back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, places where we could be ourselves. That's sort of part of the reason why gay bars are closing, because the younger generation aren't supporting them. And it's the older generation, like myself, we're sort of dying out.
Do you think it also has to do with things like Grindr and Tinder that are contributing to the lack of patrons at places like the Queen's Head?
I would say that would be a major part of it, yeah? When we didn't have all this stuff, and I'm in my 60s now, yeah? If we wanted to meet somebody of the same sex, we had to come to the bars. Today, they don't have to. They just have to get onto the phone, find a picture, and off they go.
I understand there's a ghost that haunts the Queen's Head. Tell us about the ghost.
One of the stories is that a BBC correspondent, John Simpson, his great-great-great-grandfather used to manage this pub. And unfortunately for him, he drunk some line cleaner behind the bar instead of medicine and dropped dead. So his ghost is sort of floating around here, keeping us all up in spirit.
Do you ever see him?
No, I haven't seen him. I live in the pub, yep. I've heard stories about things moving and shadows. I'd like to see him, have a good old chat with him.
What are some of your fondest memories of the pub?
Oh, there's loads, loads, loads. First of all, the friendliness, the fun. It is a fun bar. It's a bar where communities from all walks of life, all colours, creeds, religions and sexes have bought friendships, have fun parties. Our bar is sort of funny. One side of the bar is totally closed off from the rest of the bar, but you can see through to the main bar. And that's where our heterosexual customers used to stay for many, many, many years. But over the years, the barrier's down and everybody is sort of mingling. So for me, as a manager, part of my job for, you know, running a bar, especially a community bar like this, is bringing the two sides together. And it works very, very well. So I'll miss that.
Freddie Sipson manages the Queen's Head, one of the oldest gay bars in London. It will be closing next month. Cheers to Freddie and everyone at the pub. Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you very much.